We're actually going to come back to the farm at noon here in just a moment, but we have a special bulletin coming from Jason Forsythe. And Jason is the Frankfort Executive Director of the Street Department here in Frankfort. Jason, thank you for calling in, and I know you have an important message for our listeners.
I appreciate you having me on real quick, Melissa. I just wanted to let everyone know we had an issue on Saturday with, I don't know if you guys realize, but the Clinton County Solid Waste District, they take in a lot of different chemicals, and some can be very, very nasty. And we had to detonate one with the bomb squad on Saturday out here, and we just found two more larger containers than the one. And trust me, if you'd have been here when it went off, you would understand what I'm trying to say, but not a good thing. Now we have two larger containers here. So we have closed our gate for the time being. The Frankfort Fire Department's here, and they will be probably getting hold of the Tippecanoe County Bomb Squad to come and do, again, what we did on Saturday. But my biggest thing today is, and I'll give you the name of it in a minute, but I've also let our community development director know, and she's going to put a social media post out about what this stuff is, because normally I wouldn't put this out to get everybody stirred up, but I think I'm trying to reach the person that's bringing it so they don't bring any more, because it's very dangerous. So we've closed our gate for the day, for a couple hours anyway, until this is taken care of. But let me go and pull up a picture real quick so I can read you the right name, Melissa, so you guys have it. I also sent Carl a picture of the containers that they're in. But these are very rare. According to Joel, who works out there, they're like a German-type chemical kind that I don't know that he said you probably never see it again, but here we are in less than 3 days. We saw it twice.
Right.
So just a second. Let me pull that up so I can read you the right.
Yeah, that's not a problem, Joel. And I'm glad you, Jason, you and Joel are working together and getting this out there for the general public. And then, you know, obviously it sounds to me like somebody is doing some cleanup and they've come across this and they found it and probably didn't realize what they had.
Yeah, this is something. Can you hear me okay, Melissa? I got you on speakerphone.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
This has happened on other occasions, not with this same product, but it's happened probably five or six times since I've been here now. It's called Ethoxy, E-T-H-O-X-Y, and then the last part of the name is E-R-O-P-Y-L-A-C-E-T-A-T-E, so Ethoxy propylacetate, maybe?
Right, that's what it sounds like.
But these are in, the one we had Saturday that they took care of was about the size of a mason jar, maybe a little bit bigger. These are almost like, like gallon jugs. So it's much, obviously much more potent and dangerous than what we had on Saturday. So, like I said, we're just in the beginning stages right now of getting things moving. These are housed inside. We haven't touched it. We haven't moved it. Joel's left it alone, but it's looked up the MSDS on it from Saturday, and obviously we ended up having to detonate it on Saturday, so we're going to probably end up having to do that again. So, but that's the name of it. We have two of the two-gallon jugs of that. I don't know if they're completely full or not, but obviously not a good thing to have. And I want, like I said, I just want to make sure people see this, and hopefully if it's someone that has this, that they don't bring any more out here, or if they do, they need to let someone know, but preferably not bring it out here. Because what happens is, like you said, you know, if Joel's on lunch break or something like that, we have video.
Right.
But can't always find the person, and like you said, it's probably someone cleaning out their barn or their shed or something, maybe a house that they bought that didn't belong to them. They probably don't know what they have.
Right.
And so we're not, you know, we're not mad at people for doing it. We're just trying to reach the person that did it, because obviously this is the second occasion in less than a couple of days. So we're hoping there's no more out there, but we're also hoping to reach the person or someone that came out, you know, obviously say, hey, don't be no more. So that was my reason for the call today. And like I said, Kimberly's going to do a post on it on social media to get it out there. Hopefully we can reach that person. Like I said, we're not upset with anybody. We just want to make sure no more comes out here. So we
right.
Have to
not only that, but they need to be able to dispose of it correctly.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
It's incredible this doesn't happen more often, but because there's just a lot of things that are brought out there, like I said, that people just don't realize most of the time what they have. And we want to make sure this is, like I said, this is pretty dangerous chemical. I don't even know what it's used for. I couldn't tell you. But obviously, this is in much bigger containers than the container we had. So we just got to get on top of it. And like yeah. I said, we closed it down for everyone's safety, got everybody out, took the employees away, and we're down. Like I said, the Station 2 just showed up a second ago, so I'm sure everything's on the move to getting things rolling to get it taken care of.
If the person who has brought that out there does have more and they hear this or they see it on CCDN and see the press release, what's the best course of action for them to take to dispose of it? Definitely they don't want to bring it to you, but right. they probably don't want to touch it at all and get somebody in there at their facility wherever they found it to take care of the rest of it.
That would be a good idea. And they could contact me and I can get them in contact with Joel because he's excellent. He's been doing this for a long time. So he's excellent as to what they can do, and he's probably obviously knows someone that would take it out of there for them without them having, like you said, having to handle it or anybody else. So, because obviously probably somebody put out here in their car, and that's not good. So, but yeah, if they see it and they want to contact me here at the street department or via our email situation, you know, if they want to stay quiet, they can do it through our email on the city's website, and I can get them in contact with Joel, and I'm sure he would have somebody that he knows that takes it. You know, maybe somebody that comes and gets it for us if things like this come in or same realm or something. You know, we would be able to help them find someone and get it.
Well, what's the number out there at the street department in case somebody needs to call you and let you know?
765-659-2912. And that'll ring into Christina, and she can get a hold of me. Our hours are 7 to 4 every day.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Jason, for calling in. Jason Forsyth, Executive Director of the Street Department here in Frankfort. And we will get that up on CCDN. In fact, it's probably already up, knowing Carl as quick as he is. But we thank you for calling in. And please feel free to give us a call if you need to do any updates or anything else comes up.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate you guys getting me on so quickly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, that was Jason Forsyth, Executive Director of the Frankfort Street Department, with a hazardous chemical that ended up at the street department to be disposed of. And it's just one that they're not equipped to handle, and they are taking care of it. But please, if you are the one who brought that out there, contact them. They will help you get dispose of it the right way, and do not handle it anymore because it is definitely a dangerous chemical. We want to thank the special bulletin sponsors, Jerry's Body Shop, making your fender bender just a memory. Call Jerry's at 659-3319 for your towing and body repair needs. And Holden Pharmacy, your community pharmacy, located at 359 West Walnut Street in Frankfort, 765-654-4300. Now we will return to regular programming.